This recording, Tennessee 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of portrait, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to tape her down. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effort was not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Macon, Tennessee, small town located between two smaller towns, Oakland and Somersville. Most people don't know where Macon is located, but it's a very popular town. It kind of joins everything together. 35 minutes from Memphis, Tennessee, you can find yourself walking along the Mississippi, enjoying the evening or the night skies. I have 8 brothers and sisters. We all grew up in a small town, small house, 3 rooms, bedroom, living room, and kitchen. It's funny how we all managed to live there together and never get in each other's way. Most thing that I always dreamed of doing was going to school, and that dream came true. Without knowing I was going to get a scholarship, I had practiced hard. I played a clarinet, and I was able to get a scholarship to college to play music, and I had that opportunity. After time, I had an opportunity to get married. Love that. The most joyous thing in my life was having a son, and my life flourished from there. But looking back, I'm blessed to have lived in a small town, Macon, Tennessee, growing up in a small area and getting an opportunity to go and see what's bigger in life.